Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
It is May the 11th. You know, that means it's Wednesday, and we don't know what we're going to talk about on Wednesday because we got that big umbrella, the mind, so no telling. So what we're talking about today is sort of a continuation on the local search items that we talked about on SEO tips. I had another look at the link that we shared a while back from Neil Patel. And on the Quick Sprout link, the Advanced Guide to SEO, Chapter 6, it's a pretty big document. Remember that 14-page PDF file?
I think you saw it. I checked the link out earlier. It's a big page. Yeah.
Real complete document. And in Chapter 6, he simply says, go beyond Google AdWords keyword research. That is to say, it's better to have more than just one set of data for all your keyword research. And so he's got links in there for a number of places to simply do that. And Neil and I think it's Sujan is how I pronounce it, S-U-J-A-N, have put this together in the links. And we have that Quick Sprout blog post, as always, in our show notes. If you're just joining the show, welcome. It'll be available on the GeierCookReport.podbean.com. And it looks like that. If you type it out, http://, those two forward slants, I always say /, it's my Microsoft training. The GeierCookReport.podbean.com. And then you'll get all the links that we reference in this conversation here. So the second thing that he says in his article is try more than one of these tools for keyword research. And keyword research, having more than one set of data, like I just said, is a good idea. And so, of course, finally, YouTube keyword tools. If you're on YouTube, I've seen him, then using the YouTube keyword tool is going to give you another set of data. And we know from already reading this far, having more data is good, and having the best keywords for YouTube, if you're on YouTube like the Geier Cook Report is even better. Now, yesterday, I shared this. I'm trying to do more podcast announcements, you know, make it famous. And one of the links I shared, the guy came back and says, well, you have 4 minutes of content and 6 minutes of commercial. I said, well, is that the national average? And he goes, probably. I said, I don't know. I don't know if that's good or bad. But now in terms of trying to get the show notes quicker and done faster, it is now officially shout out time. And of course, we always start with that host with the most, that one, the only, Fraser Ramsey.
His Edinburgh company, Dusters.
Yes. The company that likes to clean. So if you're in the UK and you can't get Kelvin on the phone, call Fraser directly. His number is on his website and his link is in the show notes.
And he's on Gumtree.
Yes, he's now on Gumtree. So if you want to get testimonials, I'm sure they have that sort of a thing. Were people that he's done work for. He's got people that he's done work for years, okay? It's not just like he started last week doing this and we're helping him out. It's a long-time company there. A big thank you to Blab. Their interface makes this all possible. And if I remember to close this room, this session in Blab, we'll get an email that has the audio and the MP4 video file right in the email. Of course, we don't use them so much because we have our own that we're getting with Screencast-O-Matic. A little shameless plug there. Good program. Screencast-O-Matic on Windows rocks for recording your screen for your desktop. And big thank you to everyone that joined us in chat today. Thank you to my co-host, Kelvin. More often than not, I forget to thank him, but he really is a godsend. He's the guy that reminds me to, did you start Screencast-O-Matic? Do you have the clock going? And et cetera, et cetera. Behind the scenes,
I'm the checklist. I'm the human checklist.
Right. With the reason that we have the seat locked and that he's a host, because he knows to remind me to do it, because I'll forget, because that's one of the things I do. Thanks to Podbean that makes us available on iTunes. thanks to Stitcher, thanks to Spreaker, thanks to all the other repositories that have the audio or the pieces that have the video. Thanks to WordPress for giving us the WordPress Power blog that we have our show notes on. Did I forget anything? Oh, as always, Friends Just Chatting is the session that occurs in https://blab.im. And that show, that channel, that room, whatever you want to call it, is where we're at Monday through Friday, weekday mornings, just chatting. This morning we talked about a new browser called Vivaldi, and Tish told us about another one that I've, what was the name of that other one? Is it still on my desktop? It starts with an M. Something. Maxson. Thank you, Tish. Thank God she's in chat, right? So on that note, I'm going to say those three magic words and keep us under our 10 minutes. We're kind of famous for that. It's a wrap.